This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 490. Who can help your 4.5 IELTS score?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll discuss how one student in Australia can meet her IELTS goal of a 2-band improvement in 6 months with the right help.
Hey, Jessica, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I have just had really great sleeps lately and up in really good moods. We get to go out to dinner tonight with some friends, and we're determined to take our sons to some sort of foreign cuisine, some sort of ethnic cuisine experience. So it should be interesting.
Where are you going to go? What kind of place are you going to go to? Do you know?
No, we haven't even decided yet. I mean, my friend Michelle, that's my son's friend's mom, she works full time as well. And we're both just like, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Don't worry. But now the day is here and we have no idea. We'll go to some like Indian food or something. It'll be fun.
Yeah, no big deal. That's awesome. It's good to expose kids to good like international food when they're really young. So they don't get this like syndrome like, I can only eat like plain food, you know.
Oh my goodness. My mom told me that when my brothers were growing up, they would only eat like hamburgers and hot dog. Like that was it. Even at like a Chinese restaurant or whatever, they had to have a cheeseburger. I was never like that. Were you picky when you were little?
I don't think so. I think I had to like eat a lot of vegetables. I was forced to eat them, I think.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so, totally.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I'm thinking about joining a run club tonight, but I'm a little intimidated because I don't know how fast these guys run. Oh. You know, like, I guess it's like a 3 to 4 mile run, but these guys, but this is out of a run store, like a run shop, a shoe store.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're really fast. I'm worried I'm going to get left behind.
Oh, no, totally not. Well, I have two things to say to you about that. One is you still have a cold, so I don't think you should go. And two, there are people of all paces in those clubs for sure. But that's good advice to say.
Word of wisdom. Confusing advice, but good.
Just choose what you want. Choose what sounds good to you and follow that. Okay, we have some advice for a listener today who's in a bit of a quandary. I mean, she got a 4.5. A mock test, I'm guessing.
Yes, a 4.5, exactly. And so maybe we could go ahead and just read the student's question. I'll just read it real quick. So, I've been listening to your podcast every day. I need to take the IELTS test, but I've never taken it. One day in a simulation test, my score was 4.5. I have studied for the past year English in Kaplan in Brisbane, and I live here in Brisbane. I need a 6.5 because in 1 year, I need to apply for a graduate visa. Mm. I'm currently a student of Masters of Business Administration, so please let me know if you can do anything for me. And her biggest challenge is speaking. Okay, good. Yes.
Wow. Okay. So there are a number of things I find fascinating about this email. Yeah. First of all, so it seems like she has been in Brisbane. She's been in an English-speaking country for a year.
Yeah.
She took English classes at Kaplan. Okay. Well, I have some bad experiences with Kaplan. And I know some students who have some complaints about that learning system. Anyway, yeah. I don't want to badmouth a big name. But moving on, it didn't help. Like, that's the point.
Yeah.
And the thing that worries me here is she got a 4.5. Yes. And she says the worst part for her is speaking. So I'm guessing that it sort of it was the lowest score was the speaking, and that somewhere in the 4.5 range must have been if that was her overall.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is she, for one, she doesn't have confidence in herself. And that would prevent her from engaging in conversation with native speakers. So I'm picturing a situation in which she tells herself she's studying and she's learning English because she goes to this English class at Kaplan. But then outside of that, she's not engaging with native speakers because of the lack of confidence. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's the only way I think you could be in an English-speaking country for a year and still perform at that level on the speaking exam. I mean, the only way to get a score that low is if, for example, in speaking part one, you only give one-word answers and you don't elaborate at all. And then speaking part two, you don't fill the 2 minutes. Speaking part three, you have no ideas to say, which, you guys need ideas, listen to yesterday's episode for more about that. Yeah. So yes, we can help her for sure. Mm-hmm. What I would recommend, because you wrote her back, right?
I wrote her back, yeah. And I was thinking it would take a little bit longer than maybe you're thinking. So I think it really depends on the amount of contact she's spending with native speakers and also how focused she's going to be in our course, right? If she's going to get into our course, is she going to follow the study plan? Is she going to do what she needs to do to get that score? But I think it's not going to be a quick 30 days.
No, definitely not 30 days. Because she's really beginning at a deficit here. In her mind, she's a 4.5. You know, like that is the label she got. And I would also question what test she took. That's another thing here that I'm wondering. Because she, like, from her email, I don't know if it was a Cambridge practice test. I don't know if it was in an IELTS center or if it was just written by someone who's not even an IELTS professional. So I'm not sure where that score is coming from. But nevertheless, in her mind, that's where she stands. So not only does she have to learn all the testing strategies, which from that score, she didn't have any to start with. I don't think she studied IELTS at Kaplan. She just took English classes. So she's starting from scratch as far as the exam requirements go. But also, like, she needs to work up to the confidence to be able to talk to herself and then talk to other students, talk to me in a personal coach session, hopefully, you know? Yep. What I think would be really good, I think a year is too long. I think because she's in an English-speaking environment, if she is willing to put herself out there and challenge herself with all of the activities in the study plan, you know, everything in there, 6 months would be perfect. Yes. So 6 months access to the course, right? I've given this advice to some other people before who feel like they're not at a level yet ready for the 60-day plan or 30-day plan. So my advice is go ahead and get into the course now. Register for the test 6 months from now. Like have that deadline. And then for 3 months or, you know, 4 months, you can just do all the extra activities.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Participate in the Facebook group a lot. Start communicating with other students in the course who are very motivated and will inspire you.
I love that idea. Yes.
Because there are so many extra activities on the study plan. I mean, like we said last time, half of it is strategies, yes, and test practice, but the other half is improving your overall English. So you could just do all of those other resources for, you know, 4 months, and it would be amazing how much you would improve by then, and then you could tackle the test. Hello, lovely listeners. If you want to increase your IELTS scores by half a band or more, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. We helped Cheryl increase her speaking score from a 5.5 to a 7, and Dennis increase his speaking score from a 7 to an 8.5. Check out these stories and get into the course at allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah. And you know why I think this is a wise plan? I really like this approach to get into the course and start attending Facebook Live and do all this stuff, because you're allowing yourself to spend 3 months kind of building context. And on the other show, we talk about how important context is. Like, you're seeing students' questions from a week or two before their exams. You're seeing what happens here. You're getting this like global perspective of the whole process of preparing before you dive into it. So you kind of prepare your mind, and I'm learning more and more how important that is.
Oh, completely. Yeah. I think this is a very gentle introduction to IELTS. Like, if you do have the time, the more time, the better, you know?
Yeah.
If you could really approach it this way, sort of like an outside in perspective, like, don't stress yourself out about testing strategies yet. Just sort of strengthen this context, as you said. You could see where other students have questions and how I respond to them, how they respond to each other. You can, and then like every week there's students posting in the Facebook group that need speaking partners. Challenge yourself to do that. Go to the Facebook Live events. Also, go to our website, IELTS.allthersenglish.com, and search activity or activities, because in these episodes, in these podcasts, Lindsay and I come up on the spot with some amazing activities for you guys that you could add to your weekly schedule.
And on top of that, I mean, she has the advantage of being in Australia already, right? So she could add to that just a nice a language exchange or something.
Totally.
Where she could meet with someone once a week and practice the general skills. I love it. Totally. I think this is such a good plan.
And if she's studying in English at an English speaking university, English classmates, get a study group together, you know, even if you feel like you have the material handled, just use it for English practice. I mean, like, let's be real. Most study groups, a lot of the time isn't spent studying. Yeah. You're like ordering pizza, like complaining about the class. Yeah.
Yeah. You complain a lot. That happens in graduate school. I know. Complain about the teacher. Yep.
I mean, I honestly never did study groups because I was a really serious student. And if I'm going to hang out with people, it's going to be fun. Like, you know, but if I'm going to study, I'm going to study.
Right. No, I think the student has a really good opportunity. So I'm going to write back to the student again and revise our feedback and tell her to listen to this episode.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. So, guys, come back to the blog. I'm going to link to some extra activities you guys could include in your study plans, just as we're recommending, as well as the link for how to get into our course. You can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And for the extra links we've talked about today, come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And this is episode 490. Wow. Awesome. We're almost at 500.
Oh, we should plan something fun to do for 500. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. It's gonna be epic, whatever it is.
It's gonna be.
We're gonna start thinking about it now.
Okay, good. So, guys,
wait, I have an update. So, you know, the student that we talked about last week who I met in person?
Mercado.
Yeah. She enrolled in our course.
I saw that. That is so cool.
Another shout out to Sophie. Oh, darn it. It's one of those. Another shout out to you. It was really cute. I loved it. In the feedback, she's like, when she met me, she took it as a sign. It was like destiny. Awesome. Like, she needs to get into the system. So,
good. Yeah. There you go. So she's on the right track now. It was a good choice. So hopefully more students will run into you in Portland.
I know, right?
All right. Awesome. So we want to wish this student good luck, and we'll be in touch with, you know, you can get back to us. If you end up in the course, you're always going to have a chance to ask questions in the Facebook group. So you won't be alone moving forward. That's the good news.
There you go. We are here.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Good one. So we'll see you next time, Jessica.
All right. Sounds good. I hope you feel better.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.